So notice he says first that he agrees with Van Til that theistic argument should have a transcendental goal. And so the goal should be transcendental with regard to the theistic arguments. And so he kind of summarizes Van Til's tag here. And so here's his summary of it. This is the way he said it operates, right? Uh-huh. This isn't an argument, but this is the way it operates. So we presume a biblical epistemology in all of our reasoning. We assume the epistemology has to do with the nature of knowledge. So we assume the knowledge based on what the Bible has to say. So we assume a biblical epistemology. And then next, we argue that God is the presupposition of all meaning and intelligibility, so that you must presuppose God in order to prove it, right? And he says, you respond then to the charge of circularity as he has already done. And then finally, we show that any system that rejects the biblical God loses intelligibility because it's caught up in the what he calls the dialectic of rationalism and irrationalism. And so that's kind of the approach that he suggests that the tag argument makes, right? We presuppose biblical epistemology. We argue that God is the presupposition of all meaning, and therefore any system that rejects God is kind of irrational, right? Because it doesn't have a basis or reason for believing these various things that it purports to believe.
Right. That's why you'll always see kind of the two-step approach of presuppositionalism is to point out the flaws of the position of the other side, mostly using their own basis for that critique, but then also providing them the biblical worldview Christian answer. So he moves on from his summarizing a nutshell within a nutshell, as we did last time, of Van Til's 3 points here. He says, you'll notice that Van Til's formulation of tag states a set of conclusions to be reached, but not an argumentative strategy for reaching those conclusions. And I remember Gary Habermas on Eli Allah's Revealed Apologetics talked about how he liked Vantillianism, but he didn't like that Van Til never laid out an argument for his transcendental argument. So here, Frame is in agreement with Habermas. And he says that although Van Til calls it an argument, it really is a conclusion rather than an argument. So he says, in very Columbo method, I have some questions. One more question here.
I got a question here. So he goes through a series of questions. So here's the first one. He says, I question whether tag can function without the help of subsidiary arguments of a more traditional kind. So basically, he's suggesting here that tag may be incomplete, right? Can it function without these various other traditional arguments? He says, although I agree with Van Til's premise that without God, there's no meaning, I must grant that not everyone would immediately agree with that premise, right? So how then is that premise to be proved, right? There's no meaning without God, okay? How do we prove that, right? If I say, well, the existence of physical laws presuppose a personal God, that statement cannot be the end of the argument. He says the unbeliever has the right to ask, well, you know, why do you think that that's the case? Right. So, you know, what he's getting at here is, yes, he initially agrees with it, but he doesn't think it does everything that Van Til thought it did.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so he cites the great debate between Bahnsen himself and Stein, and he compares Bahnsen himself compares a theistic view of physical law and logic and morality with as many non-Christian theories as he had time for, and he argues that a Christian view is cogent and the others are not. But that is simply a traditional apologetic argument from causality, similar to Aquinas's kind of first two ways, of which is the physical laws exist, therefore God exists. Is that the meaning-laden character of creation requires a sort of designer? But that is the traditional teleological argument. Is that the meaning structure of reality requirements and an efficient cause? Well, that's just the traditional cosmological argument. So are we stuck then being classicalists in ultimately in the end? Because it seems like Bahnsen himself when in the Great Debate seems to be using kind of this.
He falls back on these various arguments, yeah. Right? Even as part of his, you know, tag argument. And so the point that he's making, and this is the main point of point one here, his first question, is it's good, it's helpful, it may not be complete. He says, for instance, on the understanding that you have to kind of fall back, well, if that's the case, if you have to fall back to an Aquinas type of argument, then Van Til, is doing a transcendental argument, but so is Aquinas, right? You know, if it's true then that Van Til's argument might not be as original then as he thought, if you have to fall back to supplement it with an Aquinas type of argument. He says, now, he certainly rejects Aquinas' view of autonomous natural knowledge, but his cosmological argument is a legitimate part of a legitimate tag argument. It supplements the legitimate tag argument when the person asks the next question about tag, right? And so, you know, again, it's not as complete as Van Til thought that the tag argument was, is the point that he's making.
Right, right. We have a basis to use something like the Clam argument, the cosmological argument. But it seems like we move then from, well, you know, God's the first cause, and all things that begin to exist have a first cause. God is that first cause, therefore God exists. That seems to be kind of the cart before the horse, almost, it seems here.